What's up, everybody? It's your boy Isaac, and we've got, yes, another TMZ Illuminate confirmed celebrity show for you. The second one in January, because I'll be damned if there's so much going on. I need two heads and four hands to make all this stuff happen. But this is going to be a bonus show. A bonus show for January. I do a bonus show every month for my supporter feeds as my way of saying thank you. And boy, is this one going to be a doozy. You're going to be glad you're on the supporter feed right now. Today, we're going to talk about Kanye West, who married a model. Not a model. She looks like a model. He married a chick in the fashion industry. We're gonna break down some crazy shit. Lisa Marie Presley died, but you know, nobody can just die, right? We gotta get into the conspiracy theories about what's going on there. And here's your hint. It involves Scientology, right? Okay? Don't make me say it. Because just like Drake, they're out there catching bodies. And, you know, there's only a few organizations I don't mess with. And that's, one of them. Speaking of Scientology, Real Housewives of Salt Lake joined the Black Eye Club. We'll talk about that. Fashion Gate 3.0 from Ukraine. We're going to talk about Damar Hamlin. We're going to talk about the FAA shutting down the skies. Why did they do that? Well, we're going to find out. Well, we're not going to find out. We're going to postulate a theory, and you already know where we're going with it. UFOs, that's right. So that's what we're in for today. Now, you may notice if you're on Tier 2 or higher or Rockfin, you're not seeing my ugly face because I'm not doing a video version. Why? Because you're not going to believe it. This is the fourth virus I've caught in 3 months. Your boy Isaac's he's down bad. And I have to do the audio only so that I can pause it and re-lubricate my vocal cords and all that stuff. It's that or you got to listen to me drink. And I've read enough complaints about the drinking and the cough drop. So, okay, got it. So no video this time. But don't worry. They can't take me down. You know what I'm saying? I went to the doctor. He literally said this would have killed a normal man. That's what he told me. Hey, I'm not here to combat what a medical professional said to me. No, but it's wild. And I've got my own conspiracy theories about what's going on, but we'll save that for another day. And then, also happy birthday to Charlie on the Patreon feed, right? Me and Josie, we close up by the fireplace. It's my favorite thing about winter. Not that there's much I love about winter. I hate it. But yeah, there's nothing better than chilling by the fireplace, listening to some podcast, blasting through some, I don't know, Twin Peaks maybe. So anyway, happy birthday, Charlie. Appreciate you. You and Nate over there. So let's get into it, right? Fashion Gate 3.10, the Golrad Kiev. This comes from Jake Shields, MMA fighter turned conspiracy theorist. He posted on Twitter, somebody tagged me, darn it, I didn't write their name down, sorry, person who tagged me. I'm now verified on Twitter, no big deal, which means I paid $8 to Elon Musk. Which makes me want to throw up in my mouth, by the way. But here's the thing. I did it because they suppress your results, right? I've got 15,000 followers. I'm seeing 500 to 1,000 views on my post. So in theory, they say if I pay the $8 ransom fee, they'll show it to more people. We'll see. Because I'm very, very excited to turn it back off if I can. So Jake Shields on Twitter. He posted more Fashiongate conspiracies. He found a lot of traction from the recent one, right? The Balenciaga stuff. We talked about that. And we talked about how Jake Shields got it wrong with the artist, Lada Vagina. Turned out it wasn't. Anyway, we covered this many times. So Jake Shields posted about Golrad Kiev, who he claims is a Ukrainian fashion company, and posted some very disturbing images. I will not be posting them. No, thank you. I'll describe it for you. It's got little kids with plastic bags on their head, little kids on leashes, little kids with bloody noses. Someone took those photos, and that's disturbing, right? Well, I dug into it, as one does. Jake Shields got it wrong. It's not Gorad Kiev. It's Gorsad Kiev is how you spell it. G-O-R-S-A-D.
and then Kiev, like the capital of Ukraine. And when you go to their Twitter, because I try to confirm that that's where these images came from, right? If you go to their Twitter, it says Gorsad, the Kiev-based trio of artists specializing in alternative photography and provocative video since 2011. All right? They only joined Twitter in May of 22, which I thought was odd. I'm guessing they got banned before that, maybe. So right there in the title, it says they specialize in alternative photography and provocative video. So maybe not shocking. Now, is it appropriate? No. Is it disturbing? Yes. I mean, we should, as a society, say, okay, this is where we draw the line. And this is coming from a guy who's seen every horror movie that would make people cringe and Faces of Death videos and stuff like that. Little kids in these abusive situations are not something we need to have photos of. I'm very sorry. But, you know, I'm not a cancel culture guy. I just like to raise awareness and say, hey, this is happening. Maybe we should not support them. And you saw how well that worked with Balenciaga, right? All the celebrities boycotting. No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. No, I'm reading here. They did not boycott it at all. That's right. But these people, it's revelation of the method. They're gross. They're showing us. And I don't know. What are you to do, right? Ice Cube said, if you're scared, go to church. And I take that seriously. I'd say your prayers, right? Prayers, training, and vitamins, like the Hawkster always told us. So if you go to Gorsad Kiev's Instagram, because that was my next place to look, which is much older. That goes back to 2018. Lots of shady stuff. There's a photos of a kid with an all-seeing eye, butterfly, you know, MK Ultra programming, perhaps. There's a kid with a bag on his head. Not the same one that Jake Shields tweeted, though. So in conclusion, and then I tried to find their website, none to be found. In conclusion, this is a trio. I mean, it's like three artists, right? So are we to say, oh, everybody's into this? The whole fashion industry's into this? Not particularly, but it definitely goes in the folder of how many weirdos in fashion are into this category. And are these images Jake Shields tweeted, are they from Gorsad Kiev? I can't confirm that. I don't know if they are or not. I wouldn't be shocked, right? Looking at the content, I wouldn't be shocked if that was their thing. But I definitely was not able to confirm any of those exact images he posted. And I'm going to throw a conspiracy theory out about Jake Shields. Not that I know Jake Shields or know anything about him, but I'm here to play devil's advocate, right? I'm truthing the truthers. Because look, I don't trust anybody entirely. I just don't. I'd like to know if Jake Shields, whether he knows it or not, I'm going to assume he does not, much like a lot of these Patriot guys out here, right? They just see some stuff and they want to act. They want to, you know, the warrior programming kicks in. They're like, oh, damn it. Got to take them down. But they don't look into stuff. They don't realize they're being played. And the argument here would be he's being played by right-wing Russian fascist forces. Because, of course, he makes point to say these guys are from Kiev. And what does that say? It says, oh, you know, that's a dog whistle for a political divide where it's like, oh, okay, people from Ukraine love putting little kids in bags and bloody noses. That's what that says on some level, right? Not to you and I, but to like the mouth breathers out there. And they're like, oh, these Ukraine full of Nazis and now child abusers? Maybe we should take Russia's side on this. And look, I'm not a political guy. I don't know who's right or wrong on that whole thing. I don't know. But the messaging here is concerning. And in Russia is not, they're no strangers to sending out propaganda. That's why they have a state-run media of RT. And the list goes on and on. We did a whole show on the Russian dark arts before, two-part series. And it goes on and on. And there is a fascist conspiracy out there of trying to get us going down this path of authoritarian theocratic fascism. That's a fact. I'm reading a book right now by legendary conspiracy theorist, the late David McGowan, who was warning us about this exact thing back in 2001. All right, let's move on. Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. You know, I watch some trashy TV once in a while. You need a little bit of that in your life. And me being from Utah here, well, not from Utah, excuse me, living in Utah, I've been here longer than PA where I was born. So in a way, this is my, I guess now this is where I'm from. I don't know. But Heather Gay, one of the ladies from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, she recently got a black eye, right? And I didn't think much of it. Of course, we talk about the Black Eye Club. If you Google that, you'll see all these images of politicians and the Pope with, like, they got socked in the eye. What are these guys doing? Are they doing a fight club at night? Like, why is that happening? In fact, I talked to Rude Jude about it on SiriusXM, I don't know, a couple weeks ago. Because he had a black eye, ironically, as I was talking to him. So, anyway, she had a black eye. Didn't think a lot about it, because to me, not everything is a conspiracy. I just thought, okay, Jen Shaw smacked her. Got it. That's the theory. And it's probably the right one. Well, anyway, she's pre-ordering a book called Bad Mormon, because she has left the Mormon church. And on the cover, she's doing the Vow of Silence pose. That's right, the sign of Harpocrates. Aleister Crowley style. And the question is, what's inside the book? She says she's going to reveal the secrets of the Mormon church. What is she going to reveal? Is she going to reveal the secret rituals that happen inside the temples? Because there's temples, and only those deemed worthy can go into them. So if someone in your family is Mormon, they're deemed temple recommended, they're allowed to have a marriage ceremony within the ritualistic church, or temple, I should say. But if you're not temple recommended, you can't even go watch it. Very strange. And the argument, of course, goes much deeper into Joseph Smith and ritual magic and the Book of Enoch. And boy, oh boy, is it a big can of worms. And I'm probably going to have a guest on to break this down for us this year. This is the year of guests. I'm going to try to get a guest every month. So that's just a little bit of fun pop culture. I don't know. The book isn't out until February, so we'll see. I guess the argument could be she joined the Black Eye Club, got the book deal. Now she's revealing some kind of truths about the Mormon church. I don't know. I know Perez Hilton, he was joking about how he was going to expose the Illuminati truths. Remember, we talked about that not too long ago. And since then, there was a video of him referencing an old YouTube video of himself back when he was a little thick, you know, he had about 3 C's of thick. And anyway, he had a black eye back in the day. And he was sort of making fun of it, like, oh my God, I said I was going to expose the Illuminati, and look, I was in the Black Eye Club. Is he telling the truth? We don't know. Is Jeffree Star going to tell us? Jeffree Star posted an image of himself covering one of his eyes, all-seeing eye, recently. I retweeted it. Next, house party. Sorry, no good segues. House party, not the Kid and Play house party from the 90s, but the new one. There's a new one dropping this week. Shout out to T76 on the Instagram, tagged me on a trailer clip. And on the trailer clip, it shows one of the characters hanging out with Kid Cudi at a house party. And the implication is that they're drinking blood at this house party. Of course, tying us into all this cannibalistic adrenochrome talk, right? And I took a note of it. I saw it. I said, okay, cool. And for this show, I was like, okay, let me find that trailer again. And I watched several trailers for House Party 2023. I could not locate this exact scene. Couldn't find it. I tried to find the notification T76 sent me. It's buried and gone in my Instagram stuff. Because, you know, you can only have so many notifications pulled up at a time. And, and by the way, Kelly Slater, the world's most famous surfer, commented on one of my videos on Instagram. Not that he follows me. In fact, he dissed me. But I'll take it. I said, you know what, Kelly Slater? I actually know a way cooler surfer than you. His name is Phil Goodrich, and he paints UFO art for me, and he's the man. So I'm all right with that. We're going to have a celebrity boxing match, a celebrity surfing match between Phil and Kelly Slater. I don't know if Phil's up for it, but I know Phil could do better. Anyway, I couldn't find the trailer. But it turns out the movie is about how, it's the same plot, I guess. I've never seen the originals. But these two guys are staying at LeBron James's house while LeBron is out of town and they have a party. And all these celebrities show up. Lil Wayne, Snoop Dogg, a bunch of other folks, right? I'm sure Shaq's in there. Shaq's never been one to shy away from some money. Is there anything Shaq can't sell? The answer is no. But they're at LeBron James's house, who was number 23, right? LeBron James. And we talked about him with the Kobe Bryant shows because he basically took the torch from Kobe Bryant. He's been talking about The Alchemist, Paulo Coelho's occult book. He's been trying to do the multimedia approach of ritual magic towards the kids, like we talked about with Kobe Bryant's Granity multimedia entertainment venture back in the early 2020. A lot going on there. So, of course, it's LeBron James's house. He's got chessboards outside and all this stuff. So, anyway, the point is, celebrities drinking blood. They're showing it to us in the film. Again and again, it's as a joke. But again, revelation of the method. They're showing us the real deal. Desensitizing us to cannibalism. Adrenochrome. Abuse. All this stuff. I just watched a video about the guy who created Jameson whiskey apparently cannibalized some little girl back in the day. So there goes that. Next, sports ball. It's a sports ball corner, folks. Damar Hamlin plays sports ball for the Buffalo Bills? I don't know. Don't care. I actually watched my first and only football game in a year. The Utah Utes versus my alma mater, Penn State, the Nittany Lions. And of course, Penn State whooped up on them, right? And that was real exciting for me. It was the Rose Bowl. So I watched it. It was pretty good. Anyway, I couldn't lose because, you know, Utah Utes, that's my local team now. But Penn State, that's my real team, right? It's the alma mater is where I'm from. I'm from, near there. Anyway, Damar Hamlin. You already know that he infamously had CPR in the field. It was shocking, blah, blah, blah. And, of course, I call them the COVID truthers, people who back in 2020 started becoming conspiracy theorists, started covering COVID, and never stopped. For 3 years, they're still talking about it. They won't stop. And look, I'm not saying it's not an important subject. I've covered it many times myself. But we got to move on, right? There's other things going on in the world. And ultimately, the truth is, nobody really knows. Nobody really knows. We don't need to condemn every medical professional out there just because they're part of the big pharma machine. And it's like I said, it was the conclusion I had when I had since removed them. I wrote a whole book called The Vaccine Conspiracy that Bezos would not let me publish. The only book he wouldn't let me publish on Amazon. And the conclusion, I'll give you the conclusion. The conclusion to me was kind of safe, kind of effective. Not fully safe and fully effective, right? And ultimately, it comes down to personal choice, right? To me, I think you're rolling the dice either way. Because some people get jacked up from the viruses. Some people get jacked up from the you-know-whats. And ultimately, it's a personal choice. Talk to the medical professionals you trust. I'm not going to trust some bozo who dropped out of high school and got a YouTube camera channel. Sure, sometimes those bozos have decent information that you're like, oh, okay, that's good. You know, you need some alternative thought outside of the mainstream media because they're not going to tell you the truth. They're going to corral you towards big pharma solutions. So I stopped talking about it I mean, and me personally, I don't even want to say, you know my conclusion. Like, I don't take flu shots or none of that stuff. But as I get older, you know, I get wrecked by the flu now. And I'm like, well, gosh, maybe I should start taking them. And I don't know the answer. I really don't. I take my tetanus shot every 10 years. Anyway, the point is, I don't want nothing. I don't want to steer you away from doing the right thing for you and your loved ones and your family. I want nothing to do with it. That's why I stopped talking about it. That's why I don't have the book available anywhere. None of my business. And I don't want nothing to do with it. So, anyway, this Hamlin guy passes out in the field. He got blasted by a 5,000-pound linebacker in the chest. And his heart stopped or something. And every COVID truther out there on the planet, oh my God, it's because he took the thing. He took the thing. Because that's the hot thing now. This whole, Stu Peters, who's a shill, a grifter. I did a Truth or Drama episode on my Rockfin about him. He has this documentary called Died Suddenly. And it's an interesting topic. And look, I don't know if these guys are wrong. You know what I mean? Because it was an experimental thing. And they kind of told you straight up, like, look, we don't really know what the long-term effects are. And meanwhile, half of corporate America proceeded to mandate people take this damn thing. And I was like, boy, oh boy, what a mess this is. So nobody really knows. And I'm not here to tell you the truth is right or wrong. They might be right on this one. I don't know. But here, we're not here to talk about that, surprisingly, right? Here's what I'm finding odd. I am more in the camp of the occult and alchemy and the idea of ritual magic and manifesting realities, right? Well, it turns out, would you believe it, that the video game Madden 23 had a celebration of a player doing CPR on another player. I'm going to read to you from TMZ. The CPR touchdown celebration in the Madden video game franchise will be no more. TMZ Sports has learned EA Sports is in the process of removing the animation in wake of the Damar Hamlin emergency. A spokesperson for the gaming giant tells us the virtual end zone dance will be taken away as part of an update to Madden NFL 23 in the next few days. Celebration has been a popular one. It allowed players who scored touchdowns to pretend they were in need while other avatars raced in to administer CPR in an effort to revive them. Many, however, are now finding the animations to be insensitive and crass, considering Hamlin actually needed the life-saving efforts. Oh, no. Oh, dear. Now, I don't watch football, so I have no idea, but it says here, surprisingly, real-life NFL players didn't do away with the celebration on Sunday, despite the scene in Cincinnati, with the Pittsburgh Steelers mimicking CPR following a big play against the Cleveland Browns. And wow, that seems kind of insensitive to me. But, I mean, this is their people, the football players. Like, if they want to do it, I don't know. Shouldn't Damar Hamlin be the one that's like, hey, man, that's insensitive. I damn near died. But, we live in cancel culture here, so they got rid of this celebration, right? And the question is, predictively programming through the video game to create reality. Is that what happened? We see this often, right? It's like the Simpsons and Terminator 2. They had the warning 9/11 before 9/11. The question is, if you charge enough energy into a ritual, does it go out into the atmosphere, out into the universe, in the cosmos, and does the cosmos rearrange the energy to create it as reality, to manifest it? I don't know. That's what the occultists say. That's what these magicians say. Like, to me, the bigger conspiracy is the head injuries from football. If you look into that, geez Louise. CTE and head injuries from when they're kids, but no one wants to talk about that because the solution to that is to get rid of football. It turns out no one cares about that. So, whatever. Moving on. The FAA, they're not exempt from some TMZ Illuminate confirm. The U.S. air travel came to a halt. A around midnight when an outage in an FAA system led to a group stop order for all U.S. flights until the incident was resolved. The FAA's notice to air missions system failed, causing more than 500 flights to be grounded as technicians worked to restore the system. It was restored just before 9 a.m. Eastern Time Wednesday morning. The root cause of the problem has not been released. Now, lots of conspiracies about this. I talked to my man Donut. Donut appeared on our show. Donut? I don't know if I'm doing that right. So 9 hours, they weren't letting flights take off. This hasn't happened since 9/11. What's going on here? Well, Donut pointed out that in a week or less, there's a World Economic Forum meeting in Davos, where all the usual suspects, Klaus Schwab, will meet up. Roger Stone had tweeted an image of what a guy that looked like Klaus Schwab on the beach in some like scantily clad panties or something. Turns out it wasn't him. So anyway, the point is, at Davos, they're going to do some cybersecurity exercises, apparently. The argument being that's the new big thing. The new big threat will be cyber terrorism. But let's talk about UFOs. Recall in 2021, we got the big supposed UFO report, right? It's because they're trying to raise awareness of this thing. We've only got a couple years before disclosure happens. It's coming soon, 2025. So what does the FAA have to do with UFOs? Well, officially they say nothing. Officially they say they just transfer it over to a different organization. And guess who that is? Robert Bigelow. Yes, back in 2001, they started deterring information over to Bigelow Aerospace. I'm going to read to you from an FAA publication, FAA Order J0710.65T from 2010. It says Bigelow Aero, BASS, Bigelow Aerospace Advanced Space Studies, is a new organization devoted to exploration of extremely advanced aerospace technology, including the so-called Unidentified Aerial Phenomenon, UAP. Now, how funny is that? They started using this term back in 2010. They act like that's a new term. Or Unidentified Flying Object, UFOs. In 2001, another of Mr. Bigelow's organizations, the National Institute for Discovery Sciences, NIDS, succeeded in becoming the go-to organization for the reporting by pilots and air traffic control of UFOs in the United States. NIDS is now defunct and been replaced by a larger, more capable Bigelow Aerospace. Therefore, blah, blah, blah. Now, who cares, right? Well, Bigelow, infamously on 60 Minutes, said he believes the aliens are real. He says he's going to make contact. He bought the Skinwalker Ranch out in Utah where all the alien activity goes down. Negative UFO activity, according to my man, Bledsoe, from Bledsoe Said So. If you go to Forbes, they'll talk about FAA's role in UFOs, and it says here, talks about the ODNI report focusing on unidentified objects spotted by the U.S. Navy pilots from 2004 to 2021, and notes that a UAP task force is currently working with the FAA, so they're apparently involved still. Says the FAA generally ingests the data when pilots and other aerospace users report unusual or unexpected events to the FAA's air traffic organization. That may be news to the FAA, the agency that operates air traffic control and navigation for both civil and military aircraft, insists it does not deal directly with UAP sightings from commercial pilots. They say they, hand it off, right? It's always struck me, it's very telling that a FAA itself actually tells pilots to contact a civilian UFO organization, says Micah Hanks, whose popular eponymous science podcast often discusses unexplained phenomenon. The FAA and the government took the position that people like me were crazy, says Peter Davenport, a commercial pilot, former flight instructor, who runs New Fork since 94. But they nevertheless willing to hand over the information coming to them to me. Anyway. So, jury's out, right? Is FAA involved in any of this stuff or not? I would argue there's a secret dark black ops program within FAA to do this stuff. They say they hand it off. Oh, really? The government's not interested in UFOs? Really? Tell me more, master. Tell me more about what I should believe. No way. No way is the U.S. government or the DOD or the FAA not interested in this stuff. No freaking way. I think it's part of the smokescreen ever since Roswell or even the Trinity crash. If you listen to the Paulo Harris show we did, possibly related to Jack Parsons, Aleister Crowley, Babylon workings, maybe. Speaking of Jack Parsons and L. Ron Hubbard and the Church of Scientology, Shelley Miscavige made an appearance in a way. If you watch the Golden Globes, which I did not, comedian Jared Carmichael burned, I hate to say it, my second favorite, Tom Cruise, with a joke. I'm going to read you from CNN. Jared Carmichael had a pitch for Tom Cruise in the Church of Scientology in one of his Golden Globes jokes. The comedian and host of Tuesday's ceremony referenced Cruise having returned his globe statues in 2021 in the midst of controversy surrounding the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, the organization behind the globes. Backstage, I found these three Golden Globe awards that Tom Cruise returned. Carmichael quipped as he came on stage holding the three awards. Carmichael noted he was just the host, then added, "But I have a pitch. I think maybe we take these three things and exchange them for the safe return of Shelley Miscavige," he said. There were some awkward groans and a few gasps in the room, even as some viewers may not have understood the joke. Cruise is a longtime member of the Church of Scientology. Shelley Miscavige is the wife of Church of Scientology leader David Miscavige. In 2013, after actress and former Scientology member Leah Remini raised concern publicly that Shelley Miscavige had not been seen out in public for some time, the LAPD sent detectives to make contact with her and found her to be safe and alive. So, Jared Carmichael throwing shots at Scientology, which is a real bummer, you know. It's a bummer because I love Tom Cruise so much. And even John Travolta is great. I've been watching old John Travolta movies. I saw Staying Alive, which is fantastic. Well, it's not fantastic. It's bad. His performance, his dancing is fantastic. Homeboy is shredded. Baby oiled up and shredded. I watched Grease recently. He's phenomenal. The guy can sing. He can dance. I hate that, he's part of an organization that we don't know much about, right? Now, why are we talking about that? I mean, Scientology always plays a role here because L. Ron Hubbard, the founder of it, was Illuminati confirmed doing occult rituals. But this happened right before an even bigger event. Lisa Marie Presley died. That's right. We're shifting into that topic. This is a big one. Lisa Marie Presley, Elvis's only daughter and former member of the Church of Scientology. Isn't that weird? Just like a day or two before. Lisa Marie Presley, she was married to, I'm not a huge Elvis fan. I don't know much about her. But just looking through her Wikipedia, I was like, man, this is wild. She lived a wild life. Married to Michael Jackson, if you remember. I remember watching the MTV VMAs where she came out and kissed him, and it was so awkward. Because I have my theories about MJ. Either he was into messing around with them boys, or he was practicing the ancient technique of shunamatism that we talked about with Eyes Wide Shut, absorbing the energy of young virgins. Could be that too. Because that would be the only thing that I would think he doesn't want to come out publicly and say, hey, look, I'm not messing around with these kids, but I'm doing something that might be just as weird. So anyway, she was married to him for a bit, and she did that kiss. And the VMAs is always where they do the ritualistic kisses. We had Britney, Christina, and Madonna kiss that happened. That was wild. More recently, Brown Bunny, Lil Nas X, all doing kiss ceremonies. But Lisa Marie was also married to Nick Cage. Nick Cage is on every episode, apparently. So, and here's the thing about Lisa Marie. Her mother, Priscilla, who was married to Elvis, obviously, after Elvis died, Lisa was about 9 years old. She married an actor, Michael Edwards. A bunch of small-time roles. He played General John Connor in Terminator 2 for like 5 seconds. Ironically, I just watched Terminator 2. And it surprised me. I actually thought, I was like, man, maybe Terminator 1 was a better Terminator. I loved Terminator 2 growing up because I was obsessed with Guns N' Roses. Maybe I just got drawn up into the hype of it. But watching it now, I'm like, I don't know. I kind of think the first one might have been better. Anyway. Why are we talking about? Oh, yeah. So Michael Edwards, the actor, allegedly, according to a Playboy interview with Lisa Marie Presley, she was being sexually abused by Michael Edwards when she was 12 years old. For like 3 years, this happened. Okay. Now, of course, you've got all these ideas about what happens there. You know, it's a traumatic thing, and it happens. And people get addicted to drugs, and it becomes a whole problem for them. It wrecks people's lives. That's why it's a problem. That's why we shouldn't have photos of kids in sexually provocative positions. So Lisa Marie, just like her mother brought her up in Scientology. Because after Elvis died, John Travolta. Ugh. Man, this show hurts. This show burns. It burns so bad. John Travolta got Priscilla Presley involved with Scientology after Elvis died. And here's why we're talking about all of this. It wasn't until relatively recently, 2017, that the Presley family left Scientology. That's relatively recently. Mom was in it for 40 years or something. And if you listen to Leah Remini or anyone who gets involved with this stuff, they say it's dangerous to leave. There's theories that Tom Cruise wants to leave, but he can't. And this is a massive rabbit hole. Lisa Marie received a humanitarian award from the Church of Scientology before she left through the World Literary Crusade, which is claimed to be a front group for them. She lived down the street from the British headquarters of Scientology for a period. Very well connected, and then they left. And things apparently haven't been too great ever since. You know? And the timing is so odd. Austin Butler, the guy who plays Elvis in that fantastic Baz Luhrmann movie, which I couldn't recommend enough, you know, he's been popping on the news recently because of the Golden Globe he received. This all happened within a couple days. The Gerard Carmichael comment, Austin Butler's popping, boom, Lisa Marie dies. In Calabasas, where one of her sons died. And in Austin Butler's acceptance speech, it's a little eerie. Not, I mean, he also thanks Tom Hanks, by the way. Big conspiracy theory about, is Tom Hanks the incarnation of evil or not? I don't know. I plan on asking every guest this year what they think of Tom Hanks. Just for fun, right? Just for fun. But during the speech, Butler, at the end, he tells Lisa Marie and Priscilla, he says, I will love you forever. Now, he was talking about how they opened up their home and their family life for him to put on this portrayal of Elvis. So not too weird, but a little weird. I'll love you forever, like he knew they were going to die or something. I don't know. It seemed a little odd. Now, I've got a source. I've got a source I talk to about stuff like this sometimes. I will, you know, she requests to remain anonymous, and that's fine. I will call her Secret Squirrel, codename Secret Squirrel, was talking to me about this stuff. And she's into Elvis, right? And she tells me that Sofia Coppola is actually doing an adaptation right now of Priscilla Presley's book, Elvis and Me, like an autobiography kind of movie. And guess how that fits into all this? Nick Cage is one of the Coppolas, which is really odd, right? And the timing of all this is just, it's bonkers when you think about it, that while they were filming Elvis, Lisa Marie's son Benjamin died in 2020 in Calabasas. Now the movie is celebrated at the Golden Globes and Lisa Marie dies relatively young. It just seems odd, right? And Lisa Marie had four kids, right? But Benjamin, the son, Benjamin Keough, officially had committed suicide in 2020 at age 27 in the, you know, the 27 Club is the conspiracy theory that all these, you know, Kurt Cobain, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, the list goes on and on. All these people, 27, die. There's a gunshot wound. They called it suicide, but who knows, right? He was also born and raised in Scientology. So they leave Scientology and all this crazy stuff happens. And the kid, Benjamin, before he died, he had gone through this Scientology purification rundown. It's a L. Ron Hubbard technique for detoxing from drugs. And you sit in the sauna for like 4 hours a day and just take a ton of vitamins and niacin. It takes weeks to go through this, which would kill me. I took niacin once. I had literally every side effect within about 30 minutes. I remember I got up out of bed. I said, Josie, I don't feel so good. Went to the bathroom, crashed my brains out, threw up. I don't remember which order it happened. Hopefully it was the other way around. And I was shivering. I was crawling on the floor. We had to call the ER. I was like, dudes, I'm dying. I mean, and then it just went just as fast as it came. So found out I was allergic to niacin. But apparently, like, some police units do this to their cops when they expose the drugs. I don't know. It's a real thing. Anyway, I'm just pointing it out. Lots of very strange connections here. Lots of weird stuff with the Elvis family. And, you know, I've never done an Elvis show. It's probably worth doing someday. But Elvis, a theosophist in a way, followed Blavatsky. We're going to cover theosophy in depth on my Wizard of Oz mega super duper deep dive. Coming out soon. All right, moving on. Last topic. Yay. Not yay, Y-A-Y, but yay, Y-E. Kanye West married, apparently, Bianca Censori. I want to read you from TMZ because this is hot off the press. Kanye West wasn't just hanging around town with it. This is TMZ. Kanye West isn't just hanging around town with a mystery blonde. He's also married to her. They recently had a private ceremony to celebrate their love. Sources connected to the couple tell TMZ the woman is Bianca Censori. She hails from Australia. She's worked as an architectural designer at Yeezy for several years. She's also been a brunette until switching things up to the short blonde look we've recently seen. Our sources say Ye and Bianca recently had some sort of wedding ceremony, though we're told it doesn't appear they've filed a marriage certificate to make it legal. Still, he's treating her like wifey. Ye was wearing a wedding ring this week when he and Bianca arrived at the Waldorf Astoria in Beverly Hills, and we're told the ring symbolizes his commitment to her following the ceremony. Now, you may have seen the Kanye, the photos. He's wearing like some redneck garb. I can say that because I'm a white person. He's wearing, rural looking stuff. And they're like, oh, his girlfriend's got a mullet, too. He's a white trash guy now, apparently. And look, I don't know anything about fashion, so I couldn't comment on that. But what I can comment on is Illuminate Confirm. He dropped a song a couple weeks ago and then immediately removed it. The song is called Sensory Overload. You can find it on SoundCloud. People downloaded it. You know, people are crazy about Kanye West. It's called Sensory Download. And now it all makes sense because he's apparently married to Bianca Sensory. And the lyrics make more sense now. The lyrics say, waking up to, I can't do this anymore text. And the Bible said, I can't have any more sex till marriage. Did he marry her just to have sex? I don't know. I don't know how fervent he is in his religious beliefs. You know, and this goes into, you know, I always say I'm an Orthodox Christian. I believe in Christ. I don't know if I think that premarital sex is against God's will. I have a hard time believing it. I really do. I could be wrong, though. You know, I don't study the Bible. I'm no theologian. All I know is, you know, you ask for forgiveness because we constantly sin. You ask for forgiveness, you accept Christ into your heart. And those are the big ones, right? Looks at me trying to defend my heathen ways from... Anyway, apparently that's what he's buying into. But the artwork, and this gets weird, right? There's artwork around this Sensory Overload song upload. It shows Kanye circling what appears to be a portal, a vortex, maybe the upside down, I don't know. And then above him is a red sun. Now, the red sun, because Ye's been on this Christian kick. When you look it up on, there's a thing, awakeningstate.com, they say that the red sun is symbolic of God's wrath against evil. We're talking about Old Testament God, the mean God. Says the red sun is a sign of war, judgment, death, change, God's anger against sin and evil, which kind of sounds like what Kanye has been saying. Didn't he just say this is war or something? So could be that, right? Most likely it's that. But I mean, there is this astrological thing going on, this alignment of the stars, this eclipse sort of thing going on with it, like you see in 2001 A Space Odyssey. But to me, the red sun symbolizes the phoenix. And we talked about all the symbolism from his Donda concerts. And ultimately, if you watch the Donda concerts, it shows him on fire. Remember that? He's on fire. This is symbolic of the flaming phoenix, the phoenix of rebirth, the rebirth of Kanye West. And this fits into that, right? He's moving on to a new woman already, the rebirth of Ye. And if you remember Donda 2, it dropped on the conjunction of Pluto on February 22nd, 22. So Donda 2 on 2-2-2-2. Surely done on purpose. But that's not a Christian technique. That's gematria type stuff. That's astrological occult type stuff. So what's he doing? We talked about it on the show. Pluto's conjunction is about transformation and renewal. Kanye wanted this. Pluto rules death and rebirth. It's about ending old cycles, creating new one. And they call it a portal through which spiritual and shadow energy is transformed and released into the world. Because Pluto is the outer shadow self planet. And that's kind of what the imagery shows on this... what the hell is this song? Sensory Overload song. It shows him walking around what looks like a big old portal. And this is through which the spiritual and shadow energy is transformed. And oh, by the way, Donda 2 was his 11th album, which, you know, 11 is the number of magic, according to Crowley. And then if you want to, and look, if you want to go into COVID truther territory, we can do that. The caption read something very weird. It said, sensory overload, like sensory overload. I get it now. Now that I'm saying it out loud, huh? That's interesting. The variable epitope library from the antigen promotes an immune response in the body. I said, what? So if you Google that, you don't find that exact phrase anywhere. But one of the first results came from this publication website, PeerTech Z Publications, said variable epitope library-based COVID-19 vaccine for current and future related epidemics. And it said something interesting. I don't know if Kanye is trying to point us down this path or what. It says, the outbreak of yet another epidemic caused by SARS-CoV-2 has reminded the scientific community, and more importantly, the world, that in spite of all the financial and human resource investment in vaccine development against major diseases, the success rate has not been satisfactory. Which I'm like, yeah, that was quite a bummer. Quite a bummer. Because I got forced to take those things, man, through my work. And then immediately got the actual thing. So I was like, wow, that's really quite a bummer, right? Because I didn't want to take them. I was like, bro, I don't know about this shit. But then I was like, well, what am I going to do? I need health insurance. I don't know. Which health insurance sucks. But by the way, thank God I do, because I had all these problems the last few months related to the thing. I don't know. I don't know. My doctor says, oh, it's because, you know, everyone's been, in general, people have been isolated and a lot of these viruses, they've been mutating and now everyone's out. And when your body comes in contact with this stuff, the immune system is like, dude, I don't know what this is at all. And it just shuts down. I don't know. That's what he said. Anyway, you keep reading. It says, accordingly, we must take extraordinary measures to try and contain the spread of this disease and find efficacious treatment options. The generation of prophylactic therapeutic vaccines may resolve these objectives. COVID-19, among other diseases, are major public health concerns, which up to now have remained difficult to deal with. Of course, we're not simply referring to the most recent epidemics, but of others as well, even the one that started it all, HIV/AIDS. The one that started it all. Started what? Viruses? Epidemics, maybe? I don't know. I mean, what about the Spanish flu? Didn't that start it all? What about Black Plague? Didn't that start it all? I just thought it was odd. Just thought it was odd that Kanye West points to that. So, what's the hot goss on this chick, right? I have to keep looking her name up. Bianca Censori. What's up with her, right? Well, she's like, you know, 20 years younger than him, whatever, right? To be expected. But her social media completely disappeared, which was very odd. And if you go to this website, I dug around, nybreaking.com, which is a very shady looking site. I would not bet any money that what they're saying is the truth, but hey, we're here for a good time. They post about how she was working on this and that in the fashion industry. Then she started working for Yeezy's company back in November 2020. And what's interesting is that they posted an image from a design they claim she made last year at the Melbourne Design Week. It says, sculpture for Melbourne Design Week last year. Bianca collaborated with Tanil Rafe on this, quote, speculative piece of design that showcases life's pleasures. And I'll be damned, and I'll put this on the Instagram and in the show art and all that crap. I'll be damned if it doesn't look like a woman bent over, restrained fully, in what appears to be, I don't know, bondage to me. It appears like bondage. Like, we did a House of Hammer episode, me and the wife Josie, over on Breaking Social Norms last year. And we talk about shibari Japanese rope bondage and all this stuff. And again, man, you know, hey, at least it's an adult. And I don't have a problem with it, right? If you were into rope stuff, like, knock yourself out. Fine by me. Whatever turns your crank. Like, just keep the kids out of it, right? But it was odd, nonetheless, that this is what she came up with, apparently, allegedly, from this very shady website. And one more thing before we're going to go. Then we got to go. She had apparently, if you go to the same shady website, she had some business called Nylon's Jewelry. And I Googled that. I'm looking around for it. I'm like, what is this? You know? And the irony, there was some module she created for jewelry design instruction that I found on the internet. And one of the images she shows of sort of creating a bracelet, I guess, is the best way to describe it. It's this concept clay modeling. It shows the Star of David, which I found kind of curious. That's all I'm saying. Don't tell Kanye West. Don't tell him what that's all about. But anyway, that's the latest. Crazy stuff going on in the world right now. I can't even keep up on it. Kanye West is married again. Lisa Marie Presley died around the same time that all this stuff with Scientology is happening. FAA's grounding flights for, you know, no particular reason. They're not going to tell you. And, you know, all this crazy other stuff going on. So, anyway, I wanted to get that caught up. I want to get you guys caught up, right? You're my supporters. I appreciate you. I try to give you my best. So thank you for your support. You honestly are keeping the podcast alive. You've done it for many years. Without you guys, I wouldn't be making all these big moves, right? So I appreciate it. Thank you very much for your support. And until next time, stay woke.